This is Chris Dufault. I'm a sales agronomist for CHS Ag Services in Crookston, Minnesota. I'm pleased to bring you this update from the Red River Farm Network. CHS Ag Services, providing solutions for your success.
Friday morning farm news on the Red River Farm Network. I'm Randy Conan on this May the 5th. And we've also got reports from Sierra Doctor Whitney Pittman. Another beautiful day on tap with highs generally in the low 70s. Today, temperatures will back off to the 50s and 60s over the weekend. There is a chance of widespread rain showers over the weekend with warmer weather expected by midweek next week. Much of northern North Dakota is still considered abnormally dry. Most of western Minnesota is also abnormally dry. U.S. Drought Monitor has moderate drought in western North Dakota. D3 and D4 drought conditions continue to impact the southern plains, Texas, Oklahoma, Kansas, Nebraska. That's very little changed from last week. Grain traders reacting to every weather forecast. Midwest Market Solutions President Brian Hoops says that is not unusual for this time of year.
Well, I think that, you know, that's kind of what we're starting to get into. We get this crop in the ground. You know, the wheat crop, of course, is all about weather and the supply, as well as what's going on with Russia and Ukraine, and that changes daily. But in corn and beans, it's not so much the exports that we're looking at. You know, the exports this morning, negative number for corn, marking year low, of course, but widely anticipated, not a surprise. But it's getting down to, we're getting the crop in the ground at a pretty timely fashion.
And with the exception of the northern plains, much of the Midwest needs rain.
You know, I talk with clients from Nebraska to Iowa out into Kentucky, and everybody says how dry it is, no matter where you're at. They need some rain. There's probably enough soil moisture to get the crop out of the ground, and that's about it, just to get it germinated. And then you're going to need some decent rains because we've really not replenished the subsoil moistures.
Representatives from the United Nations, Ukraine, Russia, and Turkey meeting today to discuss the continuation of the Black Sea Grain Initiative. Russia has threatened it will not be part of this grain deal when the current agreement expires on May 18th unless a long list of demands are met. There are landowners who are frustrated with the Summit Carbon Solutions pipeline and potential violation of private property rights. Red River Farm Network farm broadcaster Sierra Doctor has that story.
Summit Carbon Solutions is suing over 80 South Dakota farmers in the midst of the carbon pipeline surveying. For Leola, South Dakota farmer and rancher Mark Lapke, the conflict hits close to home.
I have grandparents that are, I have an uncle that is, I have multiple cousins that are, and I have extended family on my wife's side that are. So it's very much an important matter to my family. We challenge the constitutionality of the survey lawsuits. You know, we don't believe that it is constitutional for a company to come and trespass on private property and do whatever they want without the property owner having the ultimate approval on that. That was a failed effort in our district courts, and that will be appealed to the Supreme Courts. And as far as the eminent domain, well, that's going to be a long, drawn-out process.
Lapke is concerned that the company will try to claim eminent domain if they're unable to secure all of the easement agreements.
It's very troubling to everybody in this area. You know, this is the United States of America, and we've always held the belief of our property rights is, you know, a fundamental right afforded to us by the Constitution. And when we are helpless to be unable to do anything about what is going on our property, it gives us the sentiment of what our grandfathers originally ran away from to come over here for a better life for themselves and their family going forward. And it's almost oppression to an extent, and I can't believe that's happening in the United States of America, and especially in South Dakota.
Reporting Agriculture's Business, I'm Sierra Doctor on the Red River Farm Network.
The Center for Biological Diversity is suing the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, asking for pesticide restrictions in habitats with endangered and threatened species. The Environmental Protection Agency is reviewing crop protection products and the impact on the Endangered Species Act, but the activist group is upset with those lengthy delays. Bayer has announced it is in the process of moving 10 regional seed brands over to its channel lineup, effective for 2025. Gold Country Seed sold in Minnesota and Ray Hybrid sold in North Dakota, South Dakota, and Minnesota, all included in that conversion. DeKalb Asgrow, Delta Pine, and Westbred brands will not be influenced by the consolidation. This is the Red River Farm Network. Friday Farm News on the Red River Farm Network. Cattle markets have seen a cooling off over the last few days. Red River Farm Network farm broadcaster Whitney Pittman has more.
Cattle futures had seen a lot of strength recently, but livestock has seen a bit of a pullback in the last few days of trade. DTN livestock market analyst Shaylee Stewart says that there are a few factors playing into that cool-off.
There's so many external outside pressures weighing on the livestock market right now, and it doesn't matter if you look at the lean hog complex, the live cattle market, or the feeder cattle market, those realities are still very true. You know, there's the pressures of inflation, there's the pressures of increased interest rates, and then there's always the concern and the heightened worry about banking right now. And so there's just so much complexity for our livestock complex to have to navigate in today's markets and environment as a whole that is very burdensome. The next thing that's really affecting the cattle complex is weather. We know that we're sitting in a far better drought scenario than what we were last year at this time. But still, you know, green grass, it's popping up, but it's not really taken off and ran like we would have wanted it to.
Stewart says that although fundamentals show cattle should be higher, psychology of the market is playing a role.
And there's always the fear and the concern of, you know what, we know that spring is prime planting time, but what are we going to get planted? How much are we going to get planted? And what is that corn crop going to look like? Not only do we have to worry about external pressures, drought, but then there's also the problem that the cash cattle market has traded lower now for 3 weeks in a row. And that's not so much a external pressure, that's obviously internal, but it's affecting the complex simply because there's a psychological realm to the market as well. You know what, fundamentals still point that we should be trading cash cattle higher, but packers have been able to basically take hold of the cash cattle market, reduce slaughter speeds lightly, build up their deferred inventories, and take that market and drive it lower.
Reporting Agriculture's Business, I'm Whitney Pittman on the Red River Farm Network.
China has given its first approval of a biotech soybean that was produced domestically through gene editing. China is developing a soybean with higher levels of oleic acids. This product still faces a few more regulatory hurdles before it could be sold commercially. USDA announced funding to expand the and strengthen the food system. USDA Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack says there are 12 new regional food business centers will be developed. Another $420 million was allocated to the Resilient Food Systems Infrastructure Program.
Two related USDA announcements Wednesday, both involving
technical assistance, financial assistance to continue strengthening our local and regional food system. It's a companion effort to the meat and poultry processing capacity that we've announced previously. This is designed to provide resources to expand capacity in processing, collection, manufacturing, storing, transporting, wholesaling, and distributing specialty crops, dairy, grains for human consumption, aquaculture, and non-meat and poultry.
Grain markets closed well off their lows yesterday. Martinson Ag Risk Management President Randy Martinson said concern over Russia-Ukraine is just one market mover.
They're talking. They're part of the discussion for the grain, for this Black Sea Grain Initiative. Of course, you know, tensions are quite high with that attempted drone attack on the Kremlin here for a couple of days ago. But it does look like, you know, that Russia is going to continue to be part of the talks. It's going to be tough, though, to swing the deal, I think, in the big picture. And, you know, Ukraine has kind of set up an alternative with being able to ship some grain through parts of the EU countries. So that is one alternative.
And economic concerns, another market driver.
You know, the other big thing is, of course, we've kind of taken the limelight off of the economy right now with the Fed only increasing rates a quarter point and saying they're going to relax and see how it impacts the market going forward. I think that is also bringing a little calming effect to the market.
After two rounds of voting, the University of Minnesota Board of Regents has narrowed down the list of candidates for the interim presidency to four. The search began when news broke that President Joan Gable was leaving. Four interim candidates are University of Minnesota Crookston Chancellor Mary Holtz Claus, Hormel Foundation Chair Jeffrey Ettinger, University of Minnesota Senior Vice President of Finance and Operations Myron Franz, and University of Vermont President Emeritus E. Thomas Sullivan. The interim president would be announced after the next round of interviews. Fresh potato shipments out of the Red River Valley totaled 285,000 hundredweight in April. That's 126,000 hundredweight more than a year ago. The daily shipping pace rose more than 88%. Red potato movement was up 104%. Yellows rose 31%. This is the Red River Farm Network. Good morning. Welcome to Inside Agriculture on the Red River Farm Network. As conference committee work continues in the Minnesota legislature, the omnibus agriculture and rural broadband bill, with both houses and Senate versions of the bill allocating $100 million to expand broadband to underserved areas of the state. State Senator Tory Westrum says he's excited for that provision of the bill.
Finishing out the rural broadband build-out to the unserved areas with high-speed internet and using that internet for marketing, for farmers, for small businesses, and people to have the remote work option from home if they want to live in rural Minnesota. It really opens up and unleashes a lot of opportunities for people to live in rural Minnesota and thrive in rural Minnesota, as well as students to get their education through high school, partly online or through colleges. And so that's why the rural broadband is something I've supported and pushed. We've got $100 million in our bill that we're going to work hard for to and make sure we can get that build-out completed.
Westrum also hoping the biofuel funding will make it through the conference committee.
With $4.5 million a year to help local petroleum retailers to update their pumps. So the more we can get that out in the marketplace, the more we can sell homegrown fuel like ethanol and biodiesel through our hometown retailers, some bio incentives to help continue innovation in biofuels as well as other types of foods and products made out of agriculture products, whether it's corn, whether it's wood fiber or hemp or other things that really help expand and open up markets. Soybeans is another area that continues to grow with new market opportunities.
A group known as the Fresh Solutions Network is introducing a new way to market the number 2 grade potatoes. The Spuds Less Than Perfect potatoes will be available in 10-pound bags. These potatoes have a blemish or an odd shape, but does not impact the taste or nutritional value. The target market for this product is consumers interested in reducing food waste and committed to sustainability. Checking markets before we leave you this morning, we're seeing wheat in Minneapolis 8 cents higher. Chicago's up 5 1/4. Kansas City 9 cents higher. Right now, corn trading 2 to 4 higher, and soybeans trading 3 to 9 cents higher. Canola up $2.80 a metric ton. On the farm calendar this morning, the Powered by Pork community event set for tomorrow at the Ransom County Expo Center in Lisbon, North Dakota. That is gets underway at 10 a.m. tomorrow morning. North Dakota Public Service Commission hearings to gather input on the carbon capture pipeline. Also tomorrow, May 9th, at the Emmons County Courthouse in Linton. That would be for Emmons, Logan, and McIntosh counties. Again, that is next Tuesday. The Resilience Retreat, sponsored by North Dakota State University Extension, registration is open through Monday. Thanks for joining us. This is the Red River Farm Network.